schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Friday, May 8th, 2026 edition. As I read this Detroit news story, and I looked at the fact that this candidate running against Justin Michael still owes almost $100,000 to Jack Bergman's chief of staff and his political consulting firm from 2022, when this candidate ran for Congress down in the Birmingham, Michigan area, Oakland County. Never paid him, but he still owes it. It's on his campaign finance report from 2022. So is this a way for him to pay off that debt? Is this a IOU? So I'll run what appears to be a real campaign for Congress in the first district against my friend and somebody who helped me in 2022 to win that seat. I lost. I still owe the money, but I don't have the money to pay you. Is that what is going on here? And if it is, it's our responsibility, knowing these facts, to get this information out to the general public. Because I can guarantee you this. I've seen these ads for this fake candidate on Fox News. I've seen it on Newsmax. I've seen it on Real America Voice. These TV commercials are very sophisticated, created TV commercials. And like Justin Michael just said, they appear to emulate the Congressman Jack Bergman's TV commercials. It's almost like they used the same template. They just changed the names. They just changed the candidate. They're produced, I believe, like Justin Michael believes, produced by the same media production company. And the other part of this that's very, very concerning, like Justin Michael says, he's been running for 15 months. Previously, he said he's already so far put 75,000 miles on his vehicle. This fake candidate, he just got into the race a couple of weeks before the signature deadline, and now the guy all of a sudden is running TV ads, just now starting to show up in the district at various events. Folks, when you see this guy, you need to confront him on this. You need to walk right up to him and say, "Why are you running? Are you doing this to pay off your campaign debt from 2022. If he hears this from enough people, it's not going to hurt his feelings, first of all. He's doing this as a political favor to the congressman in a way to pay off his campaign debt. It's that simple. From 2022. But you need to let him know that we're onto him, and that we are absolutely going to let the general public know this. The sad part, because of the TV ads and the uninformed sheeple people. People who vote in the August 4th primary, 80% of the people who vote don't know what you guys know. 8 out of 10 voters have no idea that this is happening. Oh, I've heard of this guy. I've seen his TV ads. It sounded good. I'm going to vote for him. I guarantee August 4th, this fake candidate will get a pretty substantial number of votes. Double digits for sure. 10, 12, 15, maybe 25% of the vote. Justin Michael probably will get 30%, 35%, 40% because he's been out there working. If he gets that amount, Jack Bergman, if you add the numbers up right there, Jack Bergman does not get reelected. He loses the primary to Justin Michael. However, if this fake candidate using fake TV ads able to get closer to maybe 30, 32%, Jack Bergman wins. Because he's taking votes away from Justin Michael, and Bergman gets 40%. Whatever the number is, you don't have to get 50% plus one. It's a simple majority of the vote. The fake candidate gets 30, Bergman gets 40. Well, that's 70%. Justin Michael gets 30, Bergman wins with 40% of the vote. This is absolutely political strategy 101. And this fake candidate, folks, he doesn't even live in the district. His wife is registered in Oakland County. His daughter goes to school in Oakland County. And he wants us to believe that he lives in Boyne City, in the first district. I don't think so. I'm voting for Justin Michael. It's that simple. I'm sick and tired of this sideline business that Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff and deputy chief of staff have been running for over 5 years. I'm fed up. Fed up, done with this. And it's time we put an end to it. Selling political favors, using the first congressional district as a platform to endorse candidates in other races if you hire Congressman Bergman's chief of staff's political consulting firm. Unbelievable. Well, the Detroit News reporter Burke did a great job diving in, digging in, researching this story. You need to let your friends know who live in the first congressional district. Now, the other component to this is also very interesting on the Democrat side. Previous candidates who did very well, looks like they are going to probably win the Democratic nomination on August 4th. Kelly Barr probably will be the Democrat nominee. She's got name recognition. Democrats are going to put a ton of money into her campaign. She could actually beat Congressman Jack Bergman. If people vote for Congressman Jack Bergman, he becomes the nominee again. He very well could lose this seat. Democrats could flip it from Republican to Democrat. On a debate stage, Justin Michael can beat her. I don't believe Jack Bergman can. His voting record and his lack of being in the district, he can be called out on that. And as a result, the Democrat could possibly win in November. We need a candidate that does not have a voting record, who has already shown up in the district, has pledged that he will continue to show up in the district, and allow us to hold him accountable. You need to understand this, folks. You need to understand what's going on. It's that simple. And you need to let others who vote in the first district know what's going on. One of the things I think is very, very apparent. The congressman feels very much the pressure of what the Justin Michael campaign has been doing. It's almost to the point where when the congressman shows up, sometimes he's not even getting applause. People are being respectful. They're not booing him yet. But people are being respectful, but very, very cool reception whenever he appears in public, is what I've been told. There was an event, and people at that event called me, texted me afterward, and said Bergman was not well received tonight. Well, and that's from a Republican crowd. After the Democrat primary, Republican primary, August 4th, the attack ads are going to come. And they're going to go after Bergman's voting record and his lack of being in the district for the last year and a half. I have not seen him anywhere in the district until this year. Shows up every election year in district. The rest of the time, he's in Washington, D.C. Stays and lives there basically year round. It's got to stop. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to end of the show, final segment, hour number one. The Michigan United Conservation Clubs, MUCC, a statewide conservation advocacy group, announced yesterday that they're going to close their doors for good in June after the nonprofit's board of directors voted to dissolve the nearly 90-year-old organization. The group had recently had financial troubles and was trying to raise $100,000. They weren't able to meet their goal. Press statement said, MUCC extends its sincerest gratitude to its members, partners, donors, and supporters for their longstanding commitment to our mission. The group served as a lobbying arm for 32 separate hunting, fishing, and trapping groups across Michigan, including the Michigan Charter Boat Association, Michigan's Ducks Unlimited, as well as the National Wildlife Federation. The MUCC was the driving force behind the citizens' petition drive that led to the passage of the 1976 10-cent bottle deposit law. They've also backed some other expansions that have been proposed since then. The hunting group also was behind the 2024 lawsuit against the Natural Resources Commission after the coyote hunting season was moved from year-round back to a season-based model. Until recently, the group was also streaming the Natural Resource Commission meetings. But that job was taken over by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. DNR Director M. Scott Bowen said the group has been at the front of conservation to the benefit of hunters, fishermen, trappers, and the DNR, and would continue to work with groups and people that make up the MUCC. Bowen concluded, from passing the bottle deposit bill to the establishment of the Department of Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund to the group support for scientific resource management, MUCC has advocated for everyone in our state. So, after 90 years, couldn't raise enough money to keep their doors open, continue doing their advocacy work, they are shutting it down in June. I haven't always agreed with some of their policies. I haven't always agreed with some of the candidates that they were supporting and endorsing. They did a few good things over the years that I'm aware of, but time has run its toll and it's over. Now, one other thing I want to mention, we're going to go into our history lesson here with Pastor Chatfield. And before we do that, I want to mention that we are on a mission. This year, folks, you have got to make sure. You have got to make sure that you get out the vote. You've got to get out the message that this is an important election and people cannot sit this one out. We have got to get out the exact same number of voters for the Republicans as we did in 2024 for President Trump. He's not on the ballot. But his endorsed candidates are, and we have an opportunity to really make sure that we take Michigan back and start fixing some of the things that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats have done to our state over the last 7.5 years. This is important. We have to do this. If we don't, and the Democrats win the governorship, U.S. Senate seat, Attorney General, Secretary of State, and maybe even take back the majority in the House, giving the trifecta to the Democrats again, this state is doomed. If Jocelyn Benson is the next governor, we'll be California folks within 2 years. Absolutely cannot allow that to happen. So August 4th is the primary. We need to make sure we get the right candidate for governor and that we pick the right candidates for Congress, State Senate, and Michigan House. And then in November, we need to work our butts off to get these Republicans elected, get the right Supreme Court justices, Attorney General, and Secretary of State. I am totally 100% behind Anthony Forlini for Secretary of State. Republicans running, we need to get the vote out. We'll be talking about that over the next few weeks, heading into the August 4th primary, and continue until November. History lesson next hour. We'll be right back.
Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect tradition.